Should this reporter get fired? She got busted. She was yelling at a cop outside of a comedy club when they told her to get out. She pretended to spit in a dude's face, and she's like, I work on TV. Yeah, well, not any longer, you don't. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let's talk to Mindy this morning. What's up, Mindy?
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think? Should she have a second chance, or should they fire her ass?
No, I think they should have kept her fired. You know, not only was she disrespectful to law enforcement, but she also, you know, threw out her news station's, you know, handle. You don't do that. I don't care who you are or where you work for. You cannot throw that out, because to me, that was her just trying to get out of a bad situation.
I didn't hear that part.
She totally said it in the middle of there.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah,
like,
she
you went, know, blah, 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 PHL 17, blah, 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 or whatever the station is.
You know what we need to do if any of us ever get arrested? We got to throw, like, another radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know who I am. I'm from blah, 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 blah.
Which radio station, Joe?
Gosh, there's so many of them. I don't know.
You can arrest me. I'm on ZPL. All the news. Arrest me.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Minnie. This morning. We appreciate it. Lauren, you work in HR. We need to talk to you. What goes down now? Like, what happens?
You guys are great. But, yeah, I mean, she just went belligerent on the cop, and she's got to keep in mind that her contract, her hiring contract that she had with her company, regardless if it was in media or television, she has to keep in mind she's representing the company image, and she obviously wasn't keeping that in mind whenever she was basically being belligerent on the cop.
So, like, if you were in HR, you'd be like, sorry, you're out of here, drunk lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, all right. I mean, like, I don't feel bad. Like, what she did is terrible. But at the same time, like, I do feel bad because I'm sure she regrets it, but she is not going to be working anytime soon, at least in TV. Hey, thank you for calling in.
She's going to have a podcast. That's what everybody does when they get fired from news.
Yeah, they've all got podcasts.
Like
now.
Olivia from The Bachelor with the huge mouth. Remember her? Yeah, she was a news anchor.
No.
Her reputation was completely messed up from The Bachelor, and so now all she does is have a podcast.
Yeah, so does Bill O'Reilly and who else? Everybody's
yeah,
got podcasts
right.
now.
Bill O'Reilly fired for sexual harassment. Now he has a podcast.
Listen, I would love to be fired for sexual harassment or something stupid and get $25 million. Please. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What do you think? Should she get a second chance?
I mean, everybody needs a second chance, but a couple things got to happen, like a big public apology, and then, like, maybe she's got to do some things with, like, the police to show that, you know, she supports them.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, like, if you can't give her a second chance, but how about that girl who is, like, a real piece of work, like, makes millions now?
Oh, how about that?
She
kind of. I thought you said holla back, girl. I was like, who?
Gwen Stefani. She deserves a second chance as well.
Hey, man, thank you for the call this morning.
She podcasting or what?
Yeah, really.
Catch me on my podcast. How about that? Subscribe. How about that? I think if, like, the cop was able to tase her and, like, pepper spray her and, like, let the dog bite her a few times, I think she should be able to come back. I think that's a reasonable trade-off.
Is that a fine punishment? One tase, one dog bite.
Let me just play devil's advocate here and just throw this out there, because I know, I haven't looked, but I know on the internet this has to be one of the comments that a bunch of people are asking. Do you think that this officer would have kept his calm the way he did? Now, the officer was black. The officer was black in the video that she was, like,
and
cussing
out. And
she
was white, yeah,
yes.
But...
Do you think, though, that if this officer, if it would have been a black girl yelling and going crazy on an officer like that, do you think that the officer would have kept his calm just as he did with this girl, or
of course.
No?
Why do you think the devil's advocate angle that he would have been different, it would have been a black officer and a black woman? I think
if it was a white officer with a black woman.
I think
people are going to say in the comments.
Oh,
so I'm just throwing out that angle of do you think it would be different or the same?
I guess your angle, yeah, it could be. There's always possibilities. But I think that whether this cop was a black man or a white cop or a black cop female, it doesn't matter. The fact is, great restraint.
It was just his personality. Right now, he just had a lot of patience.
I'll tell you enough. If I was a cop, I'd be fired so damn quick because I'd be tasering people, like, immediately. I'd be hitting you with batons.
If I was a cop, I would have immediately arrested her, too.
I think race out the window when you have 15 people looking at you with cell phones pointed right at you, then, you know, of course you're going to act all, ma'am.
I agree. I don't think that the officer would have necessarily acted different.
Oh, no,
I'm
no.
just throwing it out there because I'm sure I haven't looked, but, like, in all the videos that this posted on Facebook and stuff, I'm sure people are saying
well,
that.
I appreciate appreciate cops and law enforcement. And I know you guys get a lot of crap for what you do, because sure, there's some bad apples, but there's also bad radio people. There's all kinds of bad stuff, but I appreciate the work you do.
Who's the bad radio people?
What station?
Well, if I had to name one, I don't know. Who would you guys name?
I don't know. Who would you guys name?
All right. We'll just let that one linger in the air.